normal, same habits. And this guy, this red eye of mine, I'm teaching summer school at the moment, and I'm teaching middle school kids, which are not my favorite group of kids, I'll be honest with you. But,
okay,
you know, to kind of entertain them, I'm trying to come up with, like, because summer school's not so serious, so I'm trying to come up with, like, fun things that we can do. So what did I do? I downloaded Roblox to play different games with them to get us talking and communicating on a kind of mutual ground. And let me tell you, there's so many sick games on this platform, and I really thought it was only for kids. So this red eye is thanks to too much time playing Roblox. So that's a habit, clearly, that I need to break. Good evening, hello, good morning, good afternoon, whatever time you may be listening to us. It is, if you're listening on day of release, it's a Wednesday. It's a nice day. First of all, I'd just like to apologize about this. Those are watching the video. This red eye of mine, I'll get into it a little bit later. But yeah, it's not looking too fresh over there, cuz. But you know, the pod must deliver. Before I hand over to Tev to walk us into this week's episode, I'd just like to quick shout out, just a quick mention to what we're doing at the moment. For those of you that listen to us on Spotify, you'll have noticed that we have upped our Spotify game. There is a video now that plays on Spotify, which is quite nice. So you can, like, go between listening and coming back to like listening without watching the video. And then if you want, you just hop back on and you watch the video at the same time. So that's a nice little feature. And then there's also polls that we're going to be putting every week up with every episode that will kind of have a crux of, like, what that week is about, and just to get some community feedback. If you are on YouTube, there will also be a community poll every week to just get some conversation flowing. You know, we're really, really enjoying what we're doing. We're really trying to improve ourselves. Yeah, and please expect us on a Wednesday, because Tev, hit us.
Man, it's all about building habits.
Is
habits,
there?
Habits, habits. I got thinking this week about habits. I think I have quite a few bad ones that I'm looking to let go of. The first of which is being on my phone. I think I'm so used to now waking up and the first thing I do is check my phone. Oh, let's go and see what's happening on the streets of Twitter, in the world of Instagram, then go into my email. So it's almost secondary to the important bits of my life. And that's what I'm looking to be better at, man. I mean, I'm trying to be a bit more focused, a bit more in, a bit more present.
Yeah,
I think that's one of the bad habits that I'm trying to break, as well as cutting down on junk food. That's another notable one for this year. On the good side of things, I think getting into the habit of reading again.
I'm
slowly trying to use the physical hard copy books to read through. A few novels and some self-help books, as well as get into, I heard a really good one that's extremely simple, and that is to make your bed every day. So it was this lieutenant
you don't do
or
that already.
Whatever from the, I do,
okay,
but I was getting the reasoning behind it was that it's important to do it because it's the first task that you do at the beginning of the day.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And that sets a whole,
precedent.
It a ripple effect in your day of accomplishing tasks. And that builds your confidence and it just aids you along your way. So atomic habits are something that I'm looking to implement. How about yourself? Any bad ones? Any goodies?
At the moment, my Instagram stays on Fabrizio Romano. Refreshing.
Here we go.
Constant big things happening there, and we won't get into too much detail. We'll save that for another time. But yeah, normal same habits. And this guy, this red eye of mine, I'm teaching summer school at the moment, and I'm teaching middle school kids, which are not my favorite group of kids, I'll be honest with you. But
okay,
you know, to kind of entertain them, I'm trying to come up with, like, because summer school's not so serious, so I'm trying to come up with, like, fun things that we can do. So what did I do? I downloaded Roblox. To play different games with them, to get us talking and communicating on a kind of mutual ground. And let me tell you, there's so many sick games on this platform, and I really thought it was only for kids. So this red eye is thanks to too much time playing Roblox. So that's a habit, clearly, that I need to break. My good habits, That's why when you mentioned the bed thing, I was like, cuz you should be doing that already. My good habits are waking up, having a glass of, what do you call it, tepid room temperature water, because it's good for the tummy.
Okay.
It's good for the tummy, help you flush the system, you know, a little bit, whatever toxins build in your body. They say you should drink room temperature water when you wake up. And I also do that to take my antihistamine because I have a hay fever. What other good habits do I have? I already read kind of every night. Oh, I wanted to ask you, have you seen the trend on TikTok, beige flags? Like, you know, you get green flags in relationships, which are good things. And
like
you get
red flags,
which mm-hmm. are bad things. And then beige flags are like things that are like neither here nor there. So like, for example, someone would post, my boyfriend's beige flag is that he doesn't set an alarm. He sets a timer. So if he goes to bed at 12 o'clock and he wants to wake up at 6, he sets a 6-hour timer instead of his alarm clock. So my beige habits, and if you don't have one off the top of your head, it's okay. My beige habit is when I get home or when I get, like when we're going, like walking to the bike, for example,
yeah.
I'll take the key out like way ahead of time, even the key card to get into my house. Like maybe I get off the bike and it's still like a 2-minute walk towards the door, and I'll ask like, Katya, can I have the key card? Or I'll get myself ready like well in advance. When I'm driving a car, I'll take the remote out like maybe 3 turns away because I want to be prepared. So I think that's my beige flag.
That's good. It's to an extent unnecessary, but really good practice. I need to think on that. Beige habits. Oof. I need to think of a beige
think
habit.
Think on it. If it comes up,
I'll think
on it,
and I'll loop back. So all of you out there who are either looking to break a habit or have actually onboarded a really good habit, I found an article that spoke about what the stages of a habit are. So the makeup of a habit, it's 4 parts to it. You have the cue, you have the craving, you have the response, and you have the reward. So first is a cue. The cue triggers your brain to initiate a behavior. It's a bit of information that predicts a reward, and our prehistoric ancestors were paying attention to cues that signal the location of primary reward like food, water, and sex. Today, we spend most of our time learning cues that predict secondary rewards like money, fame, power, and status, praise, as well as approval, love, and friendship.
Okay.
Mind continuously analyze your internal and external environment for hints of where the rewards are located.
So
right?
like if your phone buzzes or if your watch buzzes with a text message, could be like your cue.
Exactly, because now you're thinking, oh, the reward to this is either Bae sent me a message or
just
here we go time.
Here we go, information,
you know?
Of some sort. Okay.
On the whole squad of signings that Arsenal are looking to make. Second would be the cravings. The craving is the step of habit loop. the motivational force behind every habit. Without some level of motivation or desire, without a craving or change, there is no reason to act. When you crave, what you crave is not the habit itself, but the change in state it delivers. So you do not crave smoking a cigarette. You crave the feeling of relief that it provides. Not motivated by brushing your teeth, but rather the feeling of having a clean mouth. Cravings differ from person to person, and in theory, any piece of information could trigger a craving. But in practice, people are motivated by the same cues. An example is a gambler. So the sound of the slot machines can be a potential trigger that sparks an intense wave of desire to go and gamble.
Okay. And in the case of like your phone, you want to know the content, right? That's your craving.
Yes.
Is wanting to know
exactly.
The content. Okay. So cue is what pulls me into it. Craving is what I want out of it. Okay. Hit me next.
There we go. Third step is the response. The response is the actual habit you perform. So this is the action, which can take the form of a thought or an action. Whether a response occurs, it depends on how motivated you are and how much friction is associated with the behavior. If a particular action requires more physical or mental effort than you're willing to expend, then you won't do it. Your response also depends on your ability. So if you want to dunk a basketball but can't jump high enough to reach the hoop, well, you're out of luck. So some of us kings will have to just bypass that and find an alternative. And then finally, the response delivers a reward. Rewards are the end goal of every habit. The cue is to is about noticing the reward. The craving is about wanting the reward. And the response is about obtaining the reward. We chase rewards because they serve two purposes. One, to satisfy us. And two, to teach us. First purpose of this reward is to satisfy your cravings. So this can be providing a benefit on their own. So food and water deliver the energy we need to survive. Getting a promotion brings more money. Getting in shape improves our mental and physical health, etc., as well as our prospects of dating.
Okay.
The second benefit is the reward, and that teaches us that the actions are worth remembering for the future. So next time my phone goes off, I know, oh, there's likely a chance of really good news at the end of this when I open the app and scroll to Fabrizio Romano's page.
Or
so that's what
read.
I found really curious. The article on jamesclear.com goes into a lot more detail, but I just wanted to give an outlook and overview of what makes up a habit.
I like that. Okay, right? So we go through these four stages, and I think that's why, like, when countries want to reduce their levels of smoking, one of the first things that we've seen that they've taken out of like current practices, I suppose, is like smoking indoors, because the physical thing that you spoke about, like what you have to go through to achieve it, they make it more difficult to do that. So you have to go outside, right? So even now in colder countries, they're finding smoking less, especially because it's cold outside. That's super interesting. Okay, so let me ask you this. Have you broken any habits that you like particularly proud of breaking, you know, like that you can think of? I mean, I'll go first. I have several pretty bad habits. Actually, while I was thinking about this, I was thinking about that Ed Sheeran song. People can tell me what they want.
Bad habits lead
to nice. Music video is a bit whack, but it's a cool song. So I had several bad, really really bad habits. Like I have substance abuse problems that I needed to break. So those are like some of the ones that I'm super proud of. But then what I'm finding now is like trying to replace them with good habits, which I've kind of managed to do. And I actually read just a side note, it's a really interesting article about harnessing the power of your addiction. If you're an addict, you are really good with words. You're really good at kind of talking to people. You're really good at convincing people of stuff. So you actually harness those traits because you use them to fulfill your addiction, and you just use those traits in positive ways. So in a roundabout way, what I'm trying to say is like my bad habits, I've managed to shift and repurpose to playing Roadblocks, evidently. But no, what I mean is like I'm trying to turn those bad habits into like pretty good ones. Do you have any that you've kind of managed to break that you're feeling proud of? Or
I'd say getting a good amount of sleep each night. I used to be one of those midnight owls, burning the midnight oil. You know, I think traditionally, once I've passed the 10 o'clock mark, I generally then go and sleep at like 1 on average.
Okay.
And it's not that I'm always doing something that's important, either mindless scrolling, but if I get stuck into a task, I generally end up going towards 1 o'clock, and I always feel it the next day, despite how much energy it is being had, or vitamin
energy,
B, or whatever it is.
Oh yeah, you can't drink caffeine, I forgot.
I just got too many issues, man. So that's probably the big notable one. I think from the drinking side, I've also reduced excessively drinking that was left in the youthful days.
Okay.
But yeah, these are
the
main
standouts.
Not
just in South Africa, because the pound is a bit steep.
Bro, and hey, that's another consideration, another conversation. But those are my two big habits that I was looking to break. And
well,
I think we've been fairly successful in that area.
No, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I know also, so, you know, we're speaking here about bad habits. So I know what the next phase the next step that we wanted to talk about was breaking that bad habit, right? and you actually found a really cool article, Harvard Health Publishing, but I had a read through it, and it's super interesting. You mind if I go ahead and,
please,
and explain? Because I feel like I can relate to a lot of this stuff. So this whole article like starts off by explaining that, like you said, is the reward feeling that we feel, right? And I think one of the most important things when it comes to breaking a habit is understanding that what a habit is feeding a reward, right? And whether that reward is good or bad, you have to understand that that's what it's doing, right? And we come up with excuses when we want to kind of dodge changing it, right? Because that's what it is. Like if you, for example, you say that you your bad habit is scrolling social media. And your reward for that is that you feel like, I don't know, you get more information. I mean, social media in itself is addictive, connected. Right? Yeah, you feel connected and whatever. And so when you speak to someone, and I find especially like older generation, like mom, if you're listening, I speak to her and I'm like, hey, mom, you're on Facebook a lot. It's like, yeah, you know, it's the only way I can get information like from my sister and my cousins and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, that's great. But what we're doing is like we're actually just coming up with excuses to maintain those habits.
Perpetuating that.
Yeah. So the article actually speaks about by understanding, you know, that there's a reward there and, you know, you have to kind of see whether it's a reward that's a threat or not. And then actually it's quite a straightforward article. The second part is thinking about the reason that you want to change. So it can be a health related. You just need to find whatever your motivation is. And often I find with bad habits, your motivation has to be internal, can't be external. So I couldn't stop using substances for someone else. I had to do it for myself. I don't know if you have any kind of relatable kind of thing where you trying to come up with a reason or explanation as to why you have these habits or why you should change them, perhaps. Like why are you worried about your social media in your intake?
I think usually it's worked in my favor to know what's going on in the world because it means I have something to chat about when you go to social outings. And I think now that I've seen that my social calendar isn't as popular or it isn't as full as what it was like previously, I now have a lot more time on my hands and I'm not necessarily using that information on people.
Yeah.
So
okay.
The benefit or the reward doesn't live up to what it was previously.
Okay.
So now it's all for me as opposed to me using it as a segue into a conversation or as a means to meet someone new. So now benefits to, what did we say, to action or the benefit versus the effort.
Yeah.
Is a little more drastic.
Unbalanced. Okay.
And unbalanced. So,
so
the consideration now is for me to only scroll or search for, rather. Now I can search for particular information I'm looking for. If I'm looking for transfer news, I'm going to specifically go to Fabrizio. I'm not just going to open up Instagram and just keep scrolling or go through 50 people's Insta stories as an example.
Because there's also really bad edits of like of people in like different skin tones in Man City shirts and Arsenal shirts. But then is the pod making a crutch for you? Like, oh, I need to go on social media because I need to find some content for the next episode or not really?
Not really. So I think with the channels that I follow, there are specific ones that the algorithm has already picked up that I spend a lot of time on. So if I'm looking at, say, Lad Bible, and Lad Bible has said that there was this woman who went to a Waitrose here trying to do an act of goodwill and she got turned down by everyone that she tried to help out. Now I've got the algorithm that understands what I'm searching for. So I don't necessarily have to mindlessly scroll. It would conveniently pick up the leads to which I draw stories from or content from.
Yeah. My Instagram at the moment is inundated with that Titanic submarine.
Like the memes.
Yo, the memes are deep. Did you see there's even a page that's like reviewing the controller? Like they've gone onto Amazon and now they're posting bad reviews for the control. Anyway, back to habits. The last step of this article speaks about accepting the fact that success in overcoming a bad habit isn't a straight line. Now, we know, like everything in life, there are always going to be bumps and setbacks, but it's just important to kind of understand that it isn't going to be perfect. You have to understand that you are in a situation where you're trying to overcome something, and you can't really let that a setback kind of make you restart. So if you're trying to stop eating junk food and you eat junk food on Friday, right? You can't just be like, ah, well, you know, I had bad food today and it's Saturday, it's the weekend, I may as well have today, because then you just build your habit again. So as soon as you understand that, you know, your habits aren't linear, or that success isn't a straight line, you learn how to kind of forgive yourself. And what I always say to like people that are hard on themselves, and I try to practice this myself, you know, you have to speak when you find that you're being critical on yourself, whether it be about a habit or anything else. Speak to yourself is how you would speak to a five-year-old child. You'll never be mean to a five-year-old child. You'll always be kind. And if a five-year-old made a mistake, what would you say to them? And that's kind of what you have to internalize, I suppose. But yeah, just accept
that approach, man.
Yeah,
and I think that's a very big consideration. We always expect it to be as linear as it's presented or put out there. There's a problem, there's a solution. This is the one way to get it, and it's going to take X amount of time.
Yes.
But like you're saying, it's always also a very personal experience, and your journey might not match up to my journey.
Yeah.
It's completely two independent beings here, and that's something to really take note of.
Come to the big vibe. And we'll give you love and a vibe. But always, sorry, yeah, you were going to end us off there. End us off there, guys.
Yeah. So in bringing this conversation back to how we look at the change that we ideally looking to make, I came across the 21-90 rule. And this rule is used to develop good habits. So essentially what the 21-90 rule is, we believe that it takes 21 days to create a habit and an additional 90 days to make it part of your lifestyle. So after you complete the 90 days, the habit will be as much a part of your daily lifestyle as brushing your teeth. I found an article on lovewellness.com that goes on to give a lowdown when they spoke to Dr. Jory Horton for some tips to get past 21 days and 90 days and then beyond. So the first of which, pick up one habit at a time. She says to focus on doing this habit every day for 21 days. According to Dr. Jody, I'd like to start with a small achievable goal that you can commit to for the next 21 days. The next step is to make a plan on how you're going to achieve that goal. Second thing, start out simple and help the habit stick. For example, if you're trying to get into the habit of exercising every day, try committing to 10 minutes of exercise instead of 1 hour. Dr. Jody's advice, stay focused, but be patient with yourself. Take it one day at a time. Makes sense. Thirdly, keep up the good work. The closer you get to the 90 days, the easier maintaining the habit will be. Once you become consistent with your new habit, use the momentum to make a lifestyle change, says Dr. Jody. So throughout your 21-90 journey, the most important thing is to stay positive. It might be daunting at first, but remember that any progress, no matter how small, is good progress, and that each day you get one step closer to your goal. Here's to developing a healthy lifestyle one day at a time.
Beautiful. I love it. I've heard this about the 21 days to build a new habit. I didn't know that that you needed the 90 days to make it like kind of official. But that's sick.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. So 21 days. If you're new to the pod, we have 34 episodes out now. So you can go and listen to the big vibe every day for 34 days. And okay, then it's going to become a weekly habit. But you know, by then you've built it, and by then you can't get enough of us. And by then you'll be automatically liking and subscribing. And by then you'll be one of us. You'll be chatting to us in the polls. You'll be with us every Wednesday. You'll be there when we tell you that we love you and that we appreciate you. And that whatever habits you have, good or bad, we accept them all here at The Big Vibe.
Brilliant.
This was a fun one, Tim. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I think I'm ready to say adios.
That's it, man. We'll see you at the next one. Look out for those polls and questions on Spotify. We'll chat to you guys very, very soon.
See you later.
Cheerio.
Bye-bye.